This is the Seabed Daily Text. Why sound doctrine and teaching is a matter of life and death. Acts 20, 25 to 31. Now, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you. For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. Consider this. Doctrine matters. We live in an age where people seem to want it to matter less and less. One of the things I love about Paul is the way he sees sound teaching as a matter of life and death. Check it out. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you. And then this, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Yesterday he reminded us he had taught publicly and from house to house. Paul's greatest fear for the young church was not that people would lose their faith and leave the community. He knew that false teachers and bad doctrine were far more dangerous to the life of the church than the lukewarm commitment of its members. He called them savage wolves. For Paul, false teaching did not present itself or appear like a pack of savage wolves terrorizing a flock of sheep. This was the aftermath. He warned them so fiercely because he knew they would not see it coming, and he knew it would leave nothing but carnage in its wake. It brings me no pleasure to say this, but we face a similar moment today as we are rapidly moving into an era of false teaching across the church. It centers largely around our theology, or lack thereof, of the human body, gender, and sexuality, all of which proceed from our understanding of the will of God as revealed through Scripture. Like Paul, we must not hesitate to proclaim the whole will of God. Just as it was with these early Christians, so it is with us, a matter of life and death. Let me offer a final warning from today's text. It exposes what is largely missing in today's conflicted battleground over these matters. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. For Paul, sound doctrine and teaching were not mere matters of right and wrong, but of life and death. Not about winning or losing, but the real lives of real people. Hear the profound depth of compassion in his words again. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. Could it be that the Word of God needs less defense and more offense? more clear articulation and compassionate application? What if we spent the next 3 years warning people night and day with tears? Maybe I'm naive. I had to ask. The prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. The question. What about those last two questions? Could it be that the Word of God needs less defense and more offense? More clear articulation and compassionate application? What if we spent the next 3 years warning people night and day with tears? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.